The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Just before Jesus begins his public ministry, John the Baptist appears, calling people to mend their ways and speaking of a powerful one who is to come. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat in the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. And so now I would like to share with you the meaning of our second hymn, "Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming." If we believe that God is Lord of all, then it follows that nothing happens by accident. "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming" has journeyed through religious upheavals and been written or rewritten by more than 7 different composers. Add to that the fact that the rose in the title originally referred to Mary, not Jesus, and the rose referred to may have been a wreath or sprig or branch, and you might expect the confused remains of a holy song. Instead, what you get is a much-loved Christmas carol, beautifully come into its own. Originally was written in German sometime in the 1580s. It originally contained 19 verses dedicated to Mary, the mother of Christ. Its composer may have been an anonymous monk who, walking in the woods on Christmas Eve, may have found a midwinter rose. Martin Luther wanted to downplay Mary's role and refocus on Christ. Michael Pretorius, a Lutheran hymn author, harmonized and recorded the hymn in his 1609 Muses of Zion, changing the focus from Mary to Jesus as a branch from Jesse's tree. More edits and variations came, resulting in the English version that we sing today. With so many edits, the hymn ought to have fallen into obscurity years ago. Of course, God planned it differently. He wanted us to hear that long ago monk's message, that Christ was true man, but very God. And he would flower brightest in the winter of our need, and that he would lead us to the bright courts of heaven and to the endless day. And so we read in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1, "And there shall come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots." Let us join together in singing hymn 272, "Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming." I invite you to stand as you are able.